This has been last few months have been a difficult few months, as I've spoken of many times, and I am very grateful for you. The community have been very supportive to me over this time, and my family, my friends. But also one that has been very supportive to me at a very personal level has been my faithful companion and dog, Layla. She has been there every time that I would come home, every time that I would feel like I needed to cry. She never questioned why I needed to. She would just roll up beside me and she would lay on me knowing that I was hurting. So it was particularly difficult this last Sunday when Layla died in my arms last Sunday. Layla was a difficult dog. I'll put an image up here. Layla was a beautiful dog when I got her first. I don't know if you might remember seeing the original dog that I had. Let me see if I can get this to work. Oh, I guess I need glasses. Oh my gosh, I am going blind. It's official. What, it goes under church, is it?
Yeah.
There it is. There
you go.
So that's Layla in her original, but she had a rough life, our poor Layla, because that's what she ended up like in color. Right? So she suffered from first 6 months, she had epilepsy, and we managed that for a year, and we got her eventually under control under much medication, and then we had blissful no seizures for 2 years, and then she developed an autoimmune disorder that all her fur fell out, and everything you see is white was actually bald, and then she went blind, completely blind in one eye, and half blind in the other eye. And we tried to get a whole balance the medications between sort of autoimmune suppressors and the epilepsy, and it just never got right. And so she continued to have these awful seizures until last week. And so last week I came in from a long day Sunday, and we do our little routine. She got up, jumped up on me, gave me my little welcome kiss, and then ran outside and then came back in and gave her a treat, and she just collapsed in my arms and had a heart attack. You know, it's hard to understand why, you know, certain things happen. The Lord gave me her, and I loved her, and she was definitely a heartache because I don't know how many times I had to bring her down to the hospital, so many times, and I thought, but I couldn't. Every time I went to bring her down, I couldn't put her asleep. I just couldn't. Because she was so important to me. So ironically, you know, she decides for herself. I mean, by having a heart attack. But, you know, the amount of love that I gave to her because she was in need, she gave back tenfold in return. And I don't know why or how it works that way, but that's the way it is. Certainly it is with animals. But that's the way it's meant to be with life, too. And I do believe that the Lord gives us his love. And if we can accept that love and then return it back to him, he gives it tenfold back in return. And that's what this message of today's readings are, is that when we are generous with our love, then the Lord magnifies that and returns it 100-fold. The widow in the first reading, she's got her last piece of oil and of jar of a flower, and the Lord asks to give it to Elijah, says, give it to me, and I will give many more. And she does. And so what happens in return is that the jar of flour does not go empty for over a year. The jug of oil does not go empty for over a year, and they eat and are filled. In today's gospel, the widow gives two coins worth just a few cents. And because of that generosity, the Lord rewards her again, for Jesus holds her up. Not the ones who give all their large sums, but the one who gives from their heart. The one who gives from what they have is a substance. It's my firm belief that is the same case with us. If we can find a way to accept God's love into our heart, and then to love in return, to love others generously, not stingily, not holding back, not measured in some cautious way, but abundantly love others in return, and maybe even pets. But the Lord returns that back then to us, 10, 100-fold. I know many of you have experienced the same thing, not only in your own lives with pets, but your own lives with your family, your friends. And I know some of you have to deal with extraordinary, difficult situations. But in that loving of your children, or maybe it's your grandchildren, or maybe even it's your parents who are ill, that in that pouring out of yourself, the bounty will come back, maybe not right away, but the bounty of return comes back 10-fold, 100-fold. So today, who are we called to love abundantly, generously, beyond measure? Whoever that is, that's our work in discipleship. That's how the Lord will reward us, because it will come back to us in return.